From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. Hurricane experts say there is an 80% chance that the Atlantic system churning right now will turn into a tropical depression by the weekend. But they're also warning that it's still too early to determine where that system will go. The system will bring gusty winds and rain to parts of the Lesser Antilles, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands through today. Monitors at the National Hurricane Center say hurricane computer models will be more accurate in predicting paths only when the system becomes an organized storm. If this system does become a storm, it will be known as Cristobal. As part of the new county budget, Palm Beach residents will see their trash fees go up. To eventually bring that cost down, officials considered burning trash from other counties. But as WLRN's Julia Duba tells us, that plan won't make the county as much money as officials thought.
The county's Solid Waste Authority had considered importing trash from other counties to burn at the authority's new incinerator. Officials had estimated that burning outside trash could generate about $45 million over 8 years, bringing down the yearly cost of trash collection for homeowners by about $5 or $10. The new revenue estimates show that it may only bring $19 million to the county Solid Waste Authority over 8 years. In the meantime, Palm Beach County Commissioners approved an increase of $1, making it $175 a year for a single-family homeowner. Palm Beach County Commissioners are expected to decide in December whether to move forward with the plan to import trash. The new collection fees kick in October 1st. I'm Julia Duba in Miami.
Governor Rick Scott says he will work to boost education spending if reelected. Scott says he's going to recommend the legislature increase education spending by $700 million next year. His main challenger for office, Democrat Charlie Crist, has criticized the governor for education cuts. The state cut more than $1 billion from schools in Scott's first year. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.